Hello, fellow Woodlands owner or resident. This is Ava. I hope you have 6 minutes or so for a message of vital importance to you. If not, you can return to this message at woodlandscondosnj.org. The purpose of a homeowner association or condo board of trustees is to follow the law and the association bylaws to protect home values by ensuring proper maintenance of common property in a fiscally prudent manner and to ensure compliance by members with the covenants, bylaws, rules, and regulations of the association. But in observing that mandate, every resident deserves to be treated with respect by a competent board and managers who recognize their fiduciary obligation to the community. Bullying or intimidating residents by aggressive, mean-spirited, or self-serving trustees or managers, especially those who violate that fiduciary obligation and financially mismanage the association, is illegal and counterproductive and makes the community a miserable and unaffordable place in which to live. But that's exactly what has occurred here under the current rogue board and management company, who treat this like a totally investor-owned, inner-city apartment complex more than as a pastoral community of proud homeowners. In contrast, the board candidates supported by the Woodlands United Community and Take Back Our Community promise to follow the law and, to the extent possible and affordable, reverse the illegal or inappropriate actions and mismanagement of the rogue boards under Robert Greeney as president. The goal is to restore our fiscal soundness without ripping off our members and to restore some of the lost woodsy and neighborly character of the Woodlands, as implied by our community name, as an enjoyable place in which to live. It is our contention that only owner-occupants have the right mindset to be trustees, even if they also own rental units. We hope what follows will explain why none of the current non-resident and rogue board members deserve your vote in any new board election. Please note that this band of bullies claiming to be our current board really retains no legitimate authority because their terms have expired, or they were appointed by members with expired authority and who schedule no annual elections for years. Yet, at the first public meetings they've held in years, this rogue board, who should retain no more valid authority than you or I, forcibly ejects members who object to their illegal actions. If the last legitimate election was in 2019, and we have likely not had a quorum of valid board members since January 2021, we believe that most board actions, rules, changes, or contracts entered into by the board since then are void or voidable under the law. But we have President Greeney, who repeatedly lies to members, gives orders to the actual property manager, and spends our funds without board approval while withholding the association's financial information from us, the rest of the board, and even the treasurer. Plus, he and the management companies have pursued vendettas against other board members or employees who refuse to go along with illegal actions or policies. And then they pay hush money to potential whistleblowers of their misdeeds. On top of that, Rick Schaefer, a non-elected board member, is not only a Woodlands investor, but also a realtor and rental agent who can personally benefit if unaffordable fees force owners to sell out to investors. You have a right to know that both Mr. Greeney and Schaefer were previously removed from the board for cause, Greeney by the court and Schaefer by the board itself. Mr. Greeney does not even feel it is necessary to notify members of the names of all board members, or which of them are Woodlands investors potentially more concerned with their own interests over those of the whole community. There is also fate potential for the board's attorney is in violation of New Jersey's RICO law by having conspired with this board to implement illegal actions that are contrary to the interests of association members in violation to his fiduciary obligation to the community. The current special assessment was approved by a board we believe to be invalid for an invalid purpose, without a justified need, and unevenly split between individual association members, with no justification for that. We believe all of that is inappropriate and implemented to limit the number of members eligible to vote in the upcoming board election. It is also believed that the policy of towing vehicles of delinquent owners, or even their tenants, may be illegal under New Jersey's Predatory Towing Act of 2008. In addition, it is appropriate that landlords be reminded that New Jersey law prohibits raising rents during the term of the current lease. But that was not done, and some Woodlands landlords have raised rents by as much as a third, ostensibly to pay for the assessment. The result is that after the doubling of monthly fees, far more than half of the membership, many on fixed incomes, went into default, excluding them from voting, which may result in a failure of the board election to garner the minimum number of votes per our bylaws. Again, we suspect this is intentional, to facilitate the rogue board remaining in power. Our belief is that if the special assessment itself was illegal, all related fines and other consequences, as well as the ban on delinquent owners from running for or voting in the long overdue election, are also illegal. It gets worse. Over some or all of the approximately 10 years of board control by Robert Greene, mandated annual audits were not obtained, and the 5-year capital reserve studies that advise how much money should be put aside for predictable future capital expenses, like roof replacements, to minimize the need for such special assessments, were not followed, if those studies were even obtained in the first place. While now mandated by New Jersey law, our association policy has required them for decades. Instead, reserves were depleted of literally millions of dollars on huge expenditures that altered the character of our community. We believe that, given the chance to vote on the largest expenditures, as was association policy for many years, the full membership would have rejected them. Plus, the board failed to facilitate expenditures in the annual budget processes when they were not provided for by the capital or operating reserves or anticipated revenues. Many of these expenditures were approved at non-public meetings, illegal under New Jersey's blue sky laws. With no open meetings, we members were also unable to witness, as is our right, the mandated annual budget or contract bidding processes, if they even occurred at all. We know that, without board approval, Mr. Greene authorized some funds to be spent, sent public notices, and most likely allowed capital reserves and ordinary operating funds to be commingled, all violations of law or our bylaws. These are more than allegations, as they are all confirmed by dissenting board or other members. And the truth is an absolute defense against libel. In that regard, to protect our rights, many Woodlands Community Association members have joined to take legal action against the current board and request that a court declare the board and their actions, including the special assessment, to be illegal and without force and, further, to prohibit all board activity prior to election of an entirely new board. With absolutely no faith that Robert Greene will allow a free and fair election, we want the court to take over the new board election so it is run with fair rules under a court-authorized and independent third-party moderator. That's all for now, but we kindly ask for your support and hope you can see clear to offering a small donation to help offset the legal costs of protecting our rights. Even just $10 or $20 will be greatly appreciated. To learn more about or help to advance our cause, you are invited to contact one of our own members or visit our websites Woodlands United Community or woodlandscondosnj.org websites for more information. Thank you so very much for your kind attention.